That's weird. That's fucking weird. We should probably talk about it. There's a mystery here.
Can we talk about those California earthquakes? Are you scared?
Oh my God. Ashley, it was so scary.
Okay.
Listen. The first one, I was driving with my roommate and the car was wobbly and she was like, oh my gosh, that's an earthquake. And I was like, the whole time I was just thinking like, wow, the potholes here are amazingly bad. But we weren't moving. It was just like the car wobbled.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another one apparently at 4 a.m. But here's the thing. I had a dream that there was another one. And I thought, no, that's ridiculous. I just dreamed about it because like I had way more furniture in the dream.
It was you in an alternate universe where you were
but
like...
But actually, I must have felt it while I was sleeping.
How crazy is that? Your lizard
and, like,
brain
dreamed
knew
that it was happening.
Yeah.
And then there was one and I was in CVS last night.
Was that the really bad one?
That was the really bad one.
And that was that Friday night?
Yeah.
Oof.
I could see, like, oh, my friend showed me a video of his house and like everything was wobbling and the doors were wobbling and like you could see picture frames going back and forth. And like when I was in the store, I was just in like the shampoo aisle and like stuff didn't like fall off, but everything was like shaking and like and the signs were wobbling and like you could feel it, like it felt like you know, if in those fun houses
yeah,
with the where you walk down and the floor wobbles.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it felt like, except it was the world.
Were these your first earthquakes ever or just in California?
Yes. Yeah. Oh. I'm pretty sure, like, I think there was one in Indiana as I was growing up, but it was just one and it was very small.
Oh no.
And these ones are like bigger, but they're like 200 miles away from LA. So like you can see it, but it's not like in a real big one, like our TV would have fallen over and stuff like that. For the record, let the record show that I did bolt my bookshelf to the wall, because when I moved down here, a friend of mine made fun of me for it. When I moved down here, I was like, I have to bolt everything to the walls so they don't fall on me while I sleep if there's an earthquake. And they're like, you really think there's going to be an earthquake that bad where everything's going to wobble and you'll have to bolt it to the wall? And now I say, fuck you to that friend, because yes.
Did that friend live up here?
Huh? Yeah.
What the fuck?
Somebody from Seattle.
We're waiting for the big one up here. Like, what are you talking about?
I know, but it never... earthquakes up there.
That's true.
Here there are just a bunch of ones apparently.
Yeah,
like my roommate grew up in like here, like close to, like in Pasadena, and so she's just like, oh fun, baby's first earthquake. But for me, I'm like, are we gonna die?
Baby's first earthquake. So precious.
She's just like, oh neat. And I'm like, is everything okay?
I loved earthquake Twitter, like following everyone's tweets about it was pretty cool. But I mean, I would be super freaked out. I don't know.
I'm probably going to get a little like earthquake preparedness kit together so I can have a little backpack full of food and water purifier tablets and stuff. But
that's smart. I saw a lot of people were saying like you should have shoes and like a bottle of water or something next year.
Next to your bed.
Next
that
to your
makes
bed.
Sense.
But like in your car keys, which is just a good one for if anyone ever breaks into your house.
I'm fucked. Like I can't find anything. I always put like my phone and my wallet and my keys in a completely different place every time, thinking, I'm going to put this right here where it's safe and I'll never lose them. I'll know exactly where they are. And then the next morning when I'm like almost late for work, I'm like, where did I put those?
Yeah.
I'm going to die.
Please don't. Figure it out.
I'll try not to. I mean, you know.
I'll try not to. Yeah, I think having a little prepared kit is probably for the best. I should also do that, but I feel like living in California, you actually get to experience the earthquakes. Like, I feel like in Seattle, we're not going to get a warning. It'll just be one giant one day and we all fucking die. But, I mean.
Yeah, that's why I was so scared because... like here, I guess they have little earthquakes all the time and it's like, okay, whatever. But
yeah.
In Seattle, we don't have any earthquakes. If an earthquake happens, we're falling into the ocean. That's what that means. So for me, I was like, is this okay? Are we going to all die? Like, they're happening really close together, which I feel like either means that the big one's going to hit and I'm going to have to, like, be rescued by the rock, or...
That's true. The rock's down there. You guys are going to be fine. He'll take care of it.
Yeah, he'll rescue us.
Yeah.
Every single one of us.
He'll take care of it.
God knows he'll try, Ashley.
If he can only save one person, I hope he goes for Keanu Reeves, but otherwise...
so true.
He'll take care of the rest of LA.
Yeah, that's right.
A lot of scary stuff is happening. Like, all of those earthquakes in California, there was, like, snow where there shouldn't be snow. I forgot what country it happened in because I'm terrible. But also, the geyser in Yellowstone has had, like, a record number of eruptions lately. And
also, it's been, like, super hot in India, I read.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was, like, 120 degrees in India.
They're like, is it too hot to live in India now?
Oh, yeah. France had their heat wave where it was, like, the hottest it's ever been in France.
We're all going to die, Ashley.
I mean, yeah, obviously.
The world is crumbling.
Things are going very, very poorly. So yeah, I mean, that's just, you know, us having anxiety as always and talking about things that are depressing.
Yeah, it's fine. You know, the world is crumbling underneath itself, and I'm just out here slinging pasta and telling jokes. It's fine.
Living your best.
Living my best life.
Come on. Pasta and jokes?
I went to the beach recently. I got very sunburned. I saw some dolphins.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. That's another thing. All the whales are starving to death and dying.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
That's so true.
Welcome to That's Weird. It's a podcast about weird, depressing shit, I guess.
That's correct. I'm Christy.
I'm Ashley. Hello. This is episode 86 and comes out on Weird Wednesday, of course. Oh, and we're doing a collaboration with our friend Blake from Loudmouth Threads. That's his company. He made us these awesome tote bags that say, "You don't listen to podcasts? That's weird."
Which is super cute.
It is. They're totes weird. If you want one, they're only $10 and you can get them. We have links and, like, we have a little link tree on, like, all of our social. And if you just click it, it will take you there. But also loudmouththreads.bigcartel.com. Just FYI. Wanted to say thanks to new patrons and patrons that have upped their pledges lately. We've got Dom, Slops, of course, Slops, Erica, James, Andy, Ivan, and Joshua. Thank you all so much. We have a new mini-sode coming for you soon. So you have that to look forward to over on the old Patreon.
Hell yeah.
Hails motherfucking yeah. I think that's it for, like, official business stuff, intros.
Our official business of having an anxiety meltdown. Correct. So let's get into it.
Yeah. Instead of being anxious about the world today, we're going to talk about some weird stuff that happened in the world. Not today.
Ooh.
A while back. I don't know. This is one of those times where I was like, maybe Christy will do this too. But I don't know.
I can't wait.
I said that I wouldn't cover any more of these topics, but we have yet to do the most famous and most popular one, and it was just the anniversary of this thing. So, fine. I'm going to talk about the Roswell UFO incident.
Ooh, we haven't done this yet?
Believe it or fucking not, we haven't.
Wow. Okay, damn.
I think we did the McMinnville UFO, and I think we briefly, like, mentioned Roswell in that, but other than that, we haven't fully covered it.
Wow, we're overdue.
Yes, so much. But I mean, I feel like we did a few UFO ones and we were always kind of disappointed because people were like, "It's a hoax, it's not real, this is stupid."
But not this one, baby.
Not this one. Everybody loves this one. They have, like, a UFO festival every year out there that I really want to go to. I don't think I've ever been to New Mexico, but there's a first time for everything, Christy.
Yeah, that's true. When is it?
It's happening right now, or it just happened earlier in the weekend.
All right. Well, yeah. We don't have time to plan for it, but maybe next year.
Maybe 2020 we'll go to Roswell.
Seems auspicious.
So in the summer of 1947. Oh my God, I forgot to read you a review.
Ashley.
Let me just cut. I'm just going to cut right back to it. Sorry, because we get so many good reviews, and it was honestly hard to choose just one, and I feel like if I don't even read one, that's so stupid.
That is a waste.
Sorry. Okay, we'll get back to Roswell in a second. Here we go. This is from Liz Rose, Liz with two Z's. Love listening to the show with my doggo.
Aw.
Not only is the show very entertaining and morbid, but in like a weird, fun way, my dog also loves to lay down and fall asleep next to me while I listen.
Oh.
He also likes to wag his tail whenever I turn to him and give him a wide-eyed look when something spoopy is mentioned, as if he can't believe it either.
Oh my God.
Says Manny and I love you guys. Thank you, Liz.
I love it.
And thank you, Manny. I mean, a weirdo doggo. All my dreams. Ugh.
So when cute. People talk about their animals listening to us, that's like the best.
That's our ideal demo, I feel.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we want. Just
cute doggos? Absolutely.
If only animals could rate, review, subscribe. I mean, that's all we would want, honestly. But yeah, thank you again, Liz. That was awesome. Okay. In the summer of 1947, something crashed near Roswell, New Mexico. Have you ever done, Christy, like research into this? Like, have you ever watched like a Roswell documentary or anything like that?
Mm-mm.
Me either. I wonder what it is that we're just like not interested in this.
I don't know. Maybe we're just like, yeah, that seems reasonable.
We were just like, that shit's fucking real and there's nothing weird about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going through all this stuff. Like all these articles I was reading and these videos I was watching, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? There's so many details that somehow have escaped me in all of my weird years of being on this earth.
Wow.
Well, so the exact date is fuzzy of when this crash happened, but it's said to have occurred between June 14th and July 4th. And that's, again, in 1947. Mac Brazel. I hope I'm saying that correct. Brazel.
Did you say Mac Razzle?
This dude's name is Mac Brazel.
Mac Razzel.
Braz, like a...
Oh, Brazel.
Yeah.
Okay.
You thought it was Razzle? Razzle Dazzle?
I was just like, you know, this is a conspiracy for sure. Mac Razzel, like as in Razzle Dazzle. Okay.
Giving you the old Razzle Dazzle.
Yeah, exactly.
Mac Brazel. He was a local rancher at the time, and he discovered some unidentifiable debris in his sheep pasture, which, who among us, of course?
Who among us hasn't?
I know. Always so much weird shit in your sheep pasture.
It's true.
So yeah, he was obviously confused and concerned. It didn't look like anything that he had ever seen before, anything from Earth, and obviously he wanted it off his property, or he wanted some answers. So he called the sheriff. The sheriff then called the colonel at the Roswell Army Airfield, which was a nearby military base that was actually pretty famous because the group that was stationed there, they were the ones responsible with deploying atomic bombs during World War II, which had just ended. So the army dudes go out. They assess the crash site and they decide to take the debris with them, of course. And a couple of days later, on July 8th, the RAF, as I'm going to call them, RAAF, that's the Roswell Army Airfield, they put out a press release stating that they have what they believe to be is a flying saucer. Like, they straight up put out a press release, which is pretty unusual for a government agency of some kind.
What?
Just be like, yeah, bitch, look what we got. So naturally, the local news grabbed this. They put it on the front page of their paper saying, RAF captures flying saucer on ranch in Roswell region. I miss the alliteration of like old timey newspapers.
Oh my God. Why aren't we that clever anymore?
I don't know. Now it's like, you know, they're trying to talk to youth, so everything is like, get lit with, you know, this list of 25 YouTubers. I don't fucking know. Anyway.
Oh my God, it would be like, wait, so they had they're like Roswell, like it would be like the Roswell people, you'll never believe.
Yeah.
You'll never believe what left Roswell workers like with their jaws dropped in the sky or like some like bullshit.
You'll never believe what this rancher found in his sheep farm or whatever.
Right?
Yeah. It's out of this
when
world.
When I saw.
Yeah.
When I opened the link, I lolled or something.
Yeah.
God, I hate.
We both go, God.
I hate humanity. I hate the internet. I hate what we've become.
Remember when we used to have to do that for our dumbass job?
You know, I knock on wood that this doesn't happen because I'm hoping the best for us. But also part of me just wants the earthquakes to come swallow us all up.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the sinkholes. There's sinkholes fucking everywhere. And I mean,
oh, my God.
We've covered
Don't
that
remind
one.
Me.
I'm just saying there's a lot of really scary things happening, Chrissy. That's all I'm saying. OK.
Fucking sinkholes.
Fucking sinkholes. Still okay. The scariest.
Please continue with the aliens.
Okay. So the newspaper talks about it. They put it on their front page. And then once the newspaper prints their story and it's all out in the open, the Air Force suddenly changes their mind. And I guess they had shipped the crash debris to Texas where all the higher ups could get a good look at whatever it was that was found.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Girl, really?
Yeah, they sent that shit up the ladder. And that's when the higher ups decided, no, this is a weather balloon. It's not a flying saucer. And they put out another press release that issued a correction to the original one.
Oh my God. Like, correction. Just kidding. That was bullshit. There's definitely not a flying saucer.
Yeah, JK, LOL, are bad. That's not what it was.
That's definitely what it would be now.
Right. I find that so interesting because it's like, did they get too excited and was it the truth or was it really a mistake? Like, I want to, and like, you know, because if it was the truth, then obviously, then yeah, like the powers that be are going to be like, no, we need to fucking shut this down.
Right.
So we'll get into that later, Christy.
Will we?
We will. So then on July 9th, the same newspaper now put on their front page the headline, "Harassed Rancher Who Located Saucer, Sorry He Told About It."
Yeah, if there's one thing that I've heard about all of these alien stories, it's that if something weird happens to you, never tell anyone.
Everyone seems to regret it. 'Cause
never tell anyone.
Nothing good. I feel like nothing good ever happens to these people. People are just mean to them. They have to move.
Just like all of your negative emotions, just push it deep down inside and pretend nothing out of the ordinary is happening.
Deep, deep down. Unless you've got a book deal or something, you keep your mouth shut.
Nope.
Or you can email us. We'll tell people that no one believes us anyways because we're skeptic as fuck. But anyway.
It's true. Also, we're women.
Oh, yeah, true. Nobody believes women, especially in these circles, because like the paranormal world is very male driven. Anyway, we won't get into that during Roswell.
We're like, ugh.
So, yeah, clearly the guy, Brazzle or whatever, he was getting harassed or threatened or something by the Air Force because he was suddenly pretty upset that he ever drew attention to the stuff that he found. So he told the paper that what he found was basically just rubber, tinfoil, paper, and sticks. Nothing more. Just some fucking sticks. And shockingly, the public seemed to like buy this explanation. Like it was just a whole big misunderstanding. And, you know,
they're just like, oh, OK, that seems reasonable.
Yeah. What a fun week in the news.
Why wouldn't rubber and tinfoil and sticks just show up out of nowhere?
Yeah. Why would, if you, that's what you found on your property, why would you call the cops? I mean, I guess unless you're like, oh, there's some kids were out here, some youths getting lit in my sheep farm. I don't know. But anyway, a lot of people kind of forgot about it after this. It wasn't a big deal when it happened. But for anyone who actually saw the debris itself, because there were a handful of people who did, and there were also photos taken and they were circulated around, the people that saw those photos as well, they all claimed that was not a weather balloon. So I mean, they weren't allowed to speak on their story, on their truth or whatever until much later. But there were a lot of people who said it wasn't a weather balloon, but we don't hear from them again until the 70s.
Ooh.
Yes, yes. In 1978, a UFO researcher, which is a cool job, and a nuclear physicist named Stanton Friedman started looking
in. What a good name.
Yeah, you like it? Mm-hmm. Good old Stanton. He started looking into Roswell, and which was then, I guess, called the Roswell weather balloon incident. And he interviewed some of the officers who had since retired. And at least one of them started saying some real weird shit to him, like just coming clean, talking about all kinds of crazy shit that he saw. He said that the debris was not anything from this earth, no way, and that it had like super strength. You couldn't bend it. It felt like you were holding nothing in your hands. Like, I mean, the way he spoke of it, and he was like an intelligence officer for the Air Force. So unless he, I don't know, was losing his mind a little bit, it was very compelling, basically.
Oh.
Yes, yes. So that really piqued Stanton's interest. And so he started interviewing a lot of other people and telling his colleagues, and folks started really looking into this and releasing books about all the information they had dug up. And most of the witnesses from back in the day who were saying that was not a fucking weather balloon, they started coming forward and finally talking about what they had really seen. And that's kind of when the Roswell craze started to become a thing. So we're in like late 70s, early 80s at this point.
That seems about right. I feel like that like era makes me think about like the old timey original alien things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like peace signs and the big giant heads with big giant fully black eyes and like green.
Yeah, absolutely. Around that time, I think is when, or I guess I shouldn't say that, but like the gray, are you thinking of the grays? The like gray alien with like the big head?
Yeah, pretty much. Or like, I don't know. Like, I just have this image of like, I've always associated like the little pictures of like the typical like green big headed man with like peace signs and like things that people in the 90s thought that the 70s were all about.
Right.
Like smiley faces and tie dye and aliens. It was all. All wrapped into one thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all of that has to come from somewhere. And I feel all of the photos that I saw from like the UFO festival in Roswell over the weekend was all of that, like tie dye and these alien heads, and you know, everything was this like green alien or a UFO or something. It's like they've really leaned into it at this point.
They're just all about that hippie shit, you know.
You gotta be. I feel like there's probably a very large like circle in the middle of this Venn diagram of like hippies and like UFO believers or whatever, like alien people that are interested in aliens.
That's true. And conspiracy theorists and people who've done too much LSD. Well, right. Like all of it.
Right. The crossover is the LSD, the weed, and everything else. You're just like,
I mean,
how do we know it doesn't just like expand your mind more and you're open to things that normal people that don't maybe do drugs have never opened their mind to?
Well, you know, we did a whole episode on the machine elves, Ashley. We don't know.
We sure fucking did. Okay, as always, I have lost my place. Do-do-do-do. Talking about stuff, becoming a thing. So as more stories started coming to light, people were talking about it more and more, and this led to the big crazy theory that not only did a UFO from fucking space crash in New Mexico in 1947, but that there were aliens inside of that UFO, and they were either killed on impact or they were taken by the government to be tested on.
Oh,
yes. And with that theory comes, of course, the, you know, weather balloon story was just a cover up. It was a giant government cover up, which, I mean, yeah, that's what the government does. So why not?
They've done it before.
So because of this new like alien slash UFO craze around the Roswell story, the Air Force started giving out more details about what exactly they were doing in the 1940s out there. And they said that, yes, they were working on top secret weather balloon stuff. And that was around the time of the Roswell incident. They were doing this as part of something called Project Mogul, that used balloons to carry low frequency sound sensors into the Earth's atmosphere. And they were doing this to try and eavesdrop on nuclear tests that were being done by the Soviet Union. So I don't know how that works, but they said, oh yeah, sure. That probably looks like a UFO to some people, is these giant fucking balloons that we're sending up into like Earth's atmosphere. Of course.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of buy it, but I also hate it.
Right. Same. Same. And because Project Mogul was highly classified at the time, they couldn't talk about it. And even the men at Roswell Army Airfield didn't know about it, which is why if it was just one of those weather balloons that crashed, they wouldn't have recognized it. They wouldn't have known that was going on, which I find kind of hard to believe if they're testing around. Like, why wouldn't the Air Force know about some stuff that's happening in the air around their base?
Right. They'd figure it out eventually.
You think maybe they would notice? But so that's how they tried to explain why the first people on the scene were like, this is debris from a flying saucer that crashed. Then there were the, you're going to love this, there were the dummy drops that were happening during the 1950s. Did you ever hear about these?
What? No.
The Air Force was working on something called Operation High Dive, and they were testing like skydiving materials, almost like parachutes and stuff like that. They wanted to keep pilots safe if they had to jump out of a plane if something were to go wrong. And so they were testing this by throwing human-like dummies. Like, they were made to be very human-like at the time, with like plasticky, rubbery skin and clothes and everything. And they were 6 feet tall, and they were just dropping them out of fucking airplanes.
I mean, that does sound like aliens just flying from the sky.
Yep, it sure does. Wow. They would just throw dummies out of planes, and then they would send their like super sketchy looking government vehicles out there to recover them. So to like a normal person who just happened to see some of this, they were like, an alien just fell from the sky and the men in black came to pick it up. Super sketch. Super fucking sketch.
True.
Oh man, I'm getting worked up about Roswell. So that was also happening around the time of Roswell. And the combination of those projects and all those tests is how the Air Force explains the whole quote unquote misunderstanding. And that was their explanation. That's how they were doing it. But honestly, the dummy drops didn't happen until the 50s. So after Roswell, or after the incident.
So after all of that happened, then they're like, I don't know. These things seemed, it was probably this one. And it was like the timing was off and it wasn't really.
Yep. And they, their explanation for that was, I think they called it time compression, where it's just, you just, you know, basically get your dates mixed up in your head.
I'm sorry. Time compression?
I'm pretty sure that was the term. I didn't write it down, but I think that was the term that I saw. And it was like, if you saw something in the 50s, but then you heard about this crazy story in the 40s, your brain just starts to meld the two, where now that thing you saw in the 50s, you thought you saw in the 40s.
Yeah, but also time compression sounds like something that is alien technology. It sure does. So.
And that, I mean, that came out of the mouth of someone who works for the government. So I don't know. It's, man, stuff like this really just makes you think about like, what the fuck is going on up there all the time?
What the fuck is going on up there all the time?
Now who's smoking weed? It's me. Always thinking.
It's always been you.
How does the government work, man? What are they doing?
Oh my God.
It's very warm up here. I think it's frying my brain.
Oh no.
Oh no is correct.
Oh no, baby. What is you doing?
Oh no, baby.
I forgot about that meme. I miss it.
That is a fantastic meme. One of the best. I was going to send you something the other day. Have you ever seen that joke? I think it's literally just a tweet, but it just says, you're telling me a shrimp fried this rice? Christy, I've been laughing about that for days.
What?
Just scrolling through Twitter and you see a tweet that says,
I'm Googling it right now, but also yes.
It's definitely not new, but every time I see it, I just cackle. For some reason, it's the most clever thing to me. Oh, man. Okay, so now we're going to 1994, when the Pentagon declassified most of its files on Project Mogul, which was a real thing as far as we know. And they also declassified some files about the dummy drops so that us civilians could actually finally get our hands on these reports, these files, like read some of this stuff. But unfortunately, it really just stated the same information that they had already told people back in the 80s, that it wasn't a cover up. It was all just them doing these tests and it was a big misunderstanding. So most people called bullshit and felt like they're just covering up even more. The cover up is ongoing and it's basically never ending. And yeah, it kind of got out of hand after the 90s, I think. Because then you get the, have you ever seen the hoax, like the alien autopsy hoax video?
I feel like it, I've seen like a little bit of it, or if not, then I've seen like a parody of it on like a TV show or something, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you can just think of like, think of the movie Independence Day, think of the movie Men in Black, think of the X-Files. I feel like they all have either shown clips of that like video or done like a reenactment or like did a scene based off of it. Like it became this huge thing because some people really felt that, that was like proof that it was real, but it's not real. Uh-huh. I'm telling you right now, there's not a real alien autopsy video on the internet.
It's good to know. They're all fake. All of them.
All of them.
All of them.
I mean, as far as I know. Great. See, I walk myself back every time.
As far as I know, like who knows?
You know what? Anything is possible, but I'm going to go. If I was betting, I would say no.
Okay. I see where you're at now.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, talking about the hoax video, I feel like this is kind of long. Like there's so much history and there's so many like weird details and conspiracy theories surrounding Roswell. And honestly, I could go on forever. But I didn't want to get into like every single little bit. But that's kind of the gist. Like there's nothing new about what happened in Roswell. There's been like some deathbed confessions. But again, it was, you know, people who maybe didn't have all of their like mental faculties or whatever at the time. And so you can't really be sure that they're saying what you think. I don't know. What do you think happened, Christy? Do you think it was a UFO? Do you think it was a weather balloon?
I think it was aliens trying to track the weather in the sky.
Yeah?
It was an alien weather balloon.
It was an alien
weather balloon. Best of both worlds.
Shit. That's
they're just
right.
Trying to see what the weather's like so that they can decide if they want to live here or not.
They were testing. They're like,
lucky for us, they don't. They hate humidity.
They were like, fuck this. And again, UFO just means unidentified flying objects. So it doesn't necessarily mean aliens, but
it's associated with aliens now, like for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And because, yeah, whenever you see UFO sightings or whatever, people are like, oh my God, the aliens are coming. But it's like, I guess, yeah, what else would it be if it wasn't aliens? Like, why else would there just be some random aircraft? You're like, if it's not us, if it's not humans from Earth, then what the fuck?
Dolphins.
Oh, you think dolphins have gone airborne?
I mean, I think that if there's any like terrestrial creature that's gonna give us a run for our money, it's gonna be dolphins. But I don't know if they built a weather balloon in the 40s.
I mean, anything's possible. I love,
like, they don't even have iPhones right now, so what are they doing
that we know of, Christy?
That we know of, like,
they can do those screeches and they talk to each other and they do their little, I don't know. That reminds me, this might be for a mini-sode, but have you looked up, is it Peter? Do you know what I'm talking about? The dolphin. It was like a Drunk History episode. The dolphin that, like, they would jerk off the dolphin for science.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And anyway, I don't know if that's a full episode material, that story, but if not, we're going to have to put it in a mini-sode for Patreon, because it is wild.
Yeah, I feel like it's common enough that, like, it should just be a mini-sode.
Yeah, it's common. Like, people talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard, I mean, usually when you talk about stuff, I'm like, oh, I've never actually heard about this one, but this one I've heard about.
But you've heard of the jerk-off dolphin.
Yes. Okay. I think I might have learned about it in like a psychology class as an example of like what fucking not to do, like what's not ethical.
Right. Oh, yeah. Because weren't they also like giving that dolphin like LSD?
I think so.
Oh, my God. It's so fucked up. Oh, my God. It's so fucked up. But the drunk history episode is super funny.
I mean, if anything, like that poor woman.
I know.
God.
But it seemed like she volunteered for it after a while. I don't know. Ugh. Very strange.
I don't know. You get used to anything, I guess.
It's true. Especially at work. You're like, fine. This is what I do now, I guess.
I mean, look at us. We eventually succumbed to writing those same titles. Like, you won't believe what this baby panda does. You'll believe it. Spoiler. You will believe what he did.
You won't believe what these humans do to this dolphin. It's disgusting, but he loves it. That would be mine, my headline.
Oh my God.
That's more more.
I hate it. I hate it.
Thanks. I hate it.
I hate it.
That's just more more government tests. All these government tests. Why? Anyway, I feel like kind of like a fool for like believing government press releases and files and stuff, like kind of leaning on the side of like they were just doing these tests and people kind of let their imaginations go wild. But I don't, and like maybe if they would have been more forthcoming about their work at the time, maybe people wouldn't have been so interested. But at the same time, no matter what like government officials or politicians say, like a lot of people just don't believe them no matter what. So it's so hard to know like what the actual truth is, especially around Roswell, because its files have been destroyed, years have passed, people have died, like people are sworn to secrecy, I'm sure, like it's just, there's just so much. Yeah.
It's kind of like because it's so famous and because people are obsessed with it, like I almost want more proof before I totally believe that it's a thing.
Right. Also, Roswell happened like right after do you remember Kenneth Arnold?
It
was like one of our first episodes. Like he saw UFOs up here in Washington, and like Roswell happened right after that. And for whatever reason, 1947 seemed to be like a really big UFO year with all of these sightings kind of out of nowhere. So, did the government have some like new secret aircraft that they were testing all around the globe, or I mean, around the United States, I guess, or? Was that the year that aliens actually fucking visited?
It's, oh my God, can you imagine?
Right, like it could go either way.
What I want to know then is like, do other countries have their own versions of these stories and when? Also in 1947?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, like, because I feel like Kenneth Arnold was the first UFO sighting in the US. I don't know if it was around the globe. That's a good question. But then there's also like, I don't know, we shouldn't talk about ancient aliens because that shit's pretty fucked up and racist. But on the show Ancient Aliens, they're always talking about like these, you know, cave art and stuff that like shows, you know, creatures visiting from space and like little UFO shaped things in the sky, like little discs, flying saucers. So it's highly possible that this is something that's been around since like the history of humans. Since humans have been around, they've been either telling stories like this, imagining things like this, or actually seeing stuff like this.
Yeah, we've been seeing, I mean, there is like a need, I think, for us to be like, we belong this way. Like there's the level of consciousness that humans have is not unique. It makes you feel a little bit more comfortable. Like it's not just like a horrible fluke of nature. It's like, no, this is just the natural path that life takes. Eventually you get something that's this smart, which is why if life exists in some other far off planet, then it'd be aliens. And I think we also want to believe that someone that's smart has the capability of like intergalactic travel, because then maybe someday we will.
True. It's like we wish we were that smart, that advanced, that I don't know, technologically savvy. And so,
yeah.
And
also, people are lazy as fuck. Like the narrative, the common narrative that I see with aliens is just like, man, you know what would be fucking cool is to be able to have safe, almost instant intergalactic travel, or like food replication, or like all of these things. And then a lot of the narrative is just like, look at this really cool thing. Somebody else invented it for us before we got to it, and now we have it because we're so charming. That's really it. It's just like, well, you know, we're adorable, so the aliens let us have it.
It's like some weird agreement. I don't know. Sure. Yeah. Why not? Why not? But yeah, it was recently the 72 year anniversary of Roswell, which is cool. I don't know if I ever realized it was so close to like the 4th of July. Also, there's a new Roswell TV show.
Ooh.
Did you watch the original?
No.
Me either. It's on Hulu, I think. I kind of want to watch it.
Oh,
but I guess that
I have Hulu now. I can watch it.
Girl, you got to get on that.
I know.
I like
There's
the new
too
one.
Many things for me to watch. I'll never see it.
That's true. It's kind of. Do you watch like Riverdale and all that stuff?
No.
Oh, okay. It's very similar. It's like a CW show now, where it's like lots of hot people making bad decisions. And
ooh,
I don't know. I was surprisingly into it. I watched the new one. Didn't watch the original. Now maybe I'll watch the original because I liked the new one.
Okay. I'm still hooked on Los Espookies.
Oh, fuck. That's right. I think I'm like an episode or two behind. I need to catch up.
I think there's only 3 episodes right now. Maybe 4.
Oh. Yeah. I think I only watched the first 2. It's so
still
good.
Cute. And I still like it.
Nice. Yeah. That show's fantastic.
It's pretty good.
And that's it for me. Maybe I'll put that alien autopsy video in my show notes.
Hell yeah. Put that in your show notes.
And yeah, I'll put some photos, some links, whatever in there if anyone wants to read more, because there is just never ending stuff about Roswell on the internet. You could go on forever. So yeah, that's Wonderful. It for me.
All right, well, mine actually is government related as well.
Oh, geez.
I went thematic because I was like, oh, it's 4th of July. Let's do this one. Mine is about ghosts in the White House.
What? I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah. There are like so many, too. So I'm not going to cover them all, but like, just there's some like really famous ones. Like, so the first. President in the White House was John Adams, who's the second president. And apparently sometimes, I guess in the East Wing or the East Room of the White House, Abigail Adams used that as her like laundry room to just dry shit. So sometimes people see her with her arms stretched out as if she's carrying laundry.
Ooh.
Just like walking around there.
That's spoopy.
Also, apparently, Lincoln's wife had seances in the White House.
What? She sounds awesome.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, apparently she was pretty crazy, but like most of her kids died. So.
Oh, no.
You would be too. Nice. She held a couple of seances. And also, apparently, Lincoln foresaw his own death in a dream.
I think so I've heard that.
I point this out because. Of all of the presidents, he's the one that shows up the most. Like, people see Lincoln all the time. And apparently, he shows up, like, especially often when he senses that the country is in trouble. So, he must just be pacing around.
So, he lives there now. Like,
all
he's just
day and all night. He's got his own room.
He's fully invested at this point.
He sleeps right next to Trump. He shares the burgers that he eats at this point. He's just given up and he's used to it, I think, like all of us.
Oh, no.
Yeah, sad. Also, apparently, the guy who sold the land to before they built the White House on it, his name was David Burns. And so sometimes people say that they can hear him. I guess there's so like the first thing is like a 1961 memoir by this lady named Lillian Rogers Parks, who's a seamstress who worked at the White House for 30 years. And somebody who was like the valet for Franklin D. Roosevelt just heard, I'm Mr. Burns some of the time.
What?
Yeah. Sometimes people have just heard it. There's someone in a different article I was reading. They're talking about a guy who gives like haunted White House tours and like he explains it. And then at some point he's just like, I'm Mr. Burns, which it doesn't sound very scary. And I think The Simpsons ruined it. But, you know.
Yeah. That's very funny, though. I hope.
Because I can't not think of, no, I wasn't saying boo, I was saying Boo Earns.
I definitely pictured Mr. Burns.
Yeah, exactly.
And that would make sense because of the way he just like randomly says his own name and like introduces himself sometimes.
Right? Why is he just like, it's me, the guy that sold you the land.
Everyone forgot about me.
Everyone forgot about me, but not any longer. It's me, Mr. Burns. He's the Jeff of the White House for sure.
Oh my God. There's got to be a Jeff everywhere. So
I would say probably Lincoln is the White House Jeff, to be honest, because he just shows up everywhere.
Just always there.
He's
just
always around. Apparently even, who's the Prime Minister of England during the war, who's like famously drinks a lot of whiskey and stuff? But can't think of his name right now.
I want to say Churchill. Am I wrong?
Yes.
Winston Churchill. Okay.
Apparently Churchill like hopped out of the bath one time and ran into Abraham Lincoln.
What?
And was just like, all right, you've got me at a disadvantage, Mr. President. Like, apparently. But that sounds like something that he told people.
Yeah, that's
to sound cool, but still.
Yeah, that's a great story.
People have also heard Thomas Jefferson playing the violin, Andrew Jackson swearing. Before Abraham Lincoln died, he saw his son Willie, who died in the White House at 11 from typhoid fever.
Oof.
And yeah, like Lincoln has been seen like just a whole bunch. Winston Churchill, Queen Wilhelmina of the Netherlands,
ooh,
saw Lincoln in her bedroom in 1942.
Wow, so a lot of people just see him.
He's definitely like, he just lives there now still.
Fuck.
Yeah, and I guess whenever he feels the country is in need or peril, he just walks around the second floor hallways and knocks on doors and stands by the windows all the time. Which I think is hilarious. Somebody wrote an article about it, that Ronald Reagan's dog would never go into Lincoln's bedroom and he'd just stand outside the door and bark. He went into all the other rooms, didn't give a fuck, but he would never go into Lincoln's bedroom.
Ooh.
And you know dogs know about ghosts.
Yeah, 100%.
Exactly.
That's a good detail. That's like a very believable detail. Anytime animals are fucking scared, I'm like, no, something bad's happening.
Right?
Yeah. That makes me want to believe.
Also, there's one, Dolly Madison, another like old-timey first lady. She takes care of the gardens sometimes. And I guess during Woodrow Wilson's administration, they were going to move the Rose Garden somewhere else. But they saw her ghost and they were like, you know what? I think she wants it here. And they left it there.
What? Really?
They like didn't move some of the garden to a different spot because they saw a ghost of an old first lady and were like, I guess this is just staying here.
She was like, absolutely not.
Yeah, pretty much. Those were like the best ones, basically. Although, yeah, I'm Mary Todd Lincoln held seances all the time to try to commune with the spirits of her dead sons. And she told people that she heard Andrew Jackson stomping and swearing through the halls.
What?
Mm-hmm.
The White House
also
sounds so
apparently
scary.
The one of the rooms is called the Rose Room, which is where Andrew Jackson slept when he was president, and that's, some people think that's one of the most haunted rooms in the White House.
That's this is making me wonder if anyone, I mean, has anyone ever died in the White House? Is that like knowledge that most people have and I'm just not aware?
I mean, think about all the people that like work there. I'm sure some people have. And also Abraham Lincoln's son died there.
Right.
Other people, it's just kind of like, I think they just haunt that place afterwards. I don't know why. Maybe because that's the most important place that they've been for their whole life.
Yeah, there are a number of people who have passed away while living or working in the executive mansion.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow. It's been a while since someone's died in there.
Yeah. Even Lady Bird Johnson, Lyndon Johnson's wife in the 60s, felt Lincoln's presence while watching a TV program about his death.
Oh.
Which I think is like, okay. Yeah. That one's like, all right.
But she just happened to be watching it and was like, that's right. I can feel him. He's right here.
Right. Like, okay.
That is, I mean, anytime that you have just a bunch of accounts of like the same thing, it's always more believable. So like all of these people saying that they've seen Abraham Lincoln is pretty shocking.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also like, way back in the day, this is just funny. Like, it points out, like, newspapers just took, like, paranormal things, like, way more seriously. There's, like, an article in the Washington Post in 1907 that's talking about a police encounter with ghosts, and the title is Spooks Baffle Police.
Oh no.
Which I love. I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but the article that I'm getting this from is from the Washington Post, so I think they're just like, also, how funny.
Again, old-timey headlines, the best. Mm-hmm.
Also, there's an old article in 1903 that says White House ghosts, changes in the mansion have driven them away. And somebody who like worked in the White House for a long time talks about how they did some renovations and it cleared the mansion of some spirits.
I thought that like angered them more, but in this case it was, they were like, get the fuck out.
It sounds like he was bummed because they were like his buddies. He's like, I had to like stay up late at night and work, and they were friends, and now they're gone.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
He had ghosty friends.
He had ghosty friends. Didn't like new places, is what he says.
That's true. Yeah. That's why we never have, like, you never hear stories about newer ghosts. It's always old-timey ghosts. There's never,
that's true.
Like, what is that? There's that meme or that joke about like, why isn't there ever a ghost that's like, it's Britney, bitch, or something? Like,
right. Yeah, that was to be honest, a lot shorter than I thought it was gonna be when I first looked it up, but then I was like, it's time.
I want to say that there's also a ghost cat.
A ghost cat in the White House?
Yeah, I feel like I've heard about this before.
All right, we're going to do a quick search.
The demon cat. Oh, no, sorry. It's in the U.S. Capitol. It's not in the White House. I just love the idea that the White House is haunted. It just makes so much sense.
It's got to be like so haunted. It makes a lot of sense, actually. I love the fact that it's like the main person that haunts it is just Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln, the whole time. It's just like, if you feel a presence in the White House, 9 times out of 10 it's Abraham Lincoln, according to these stories. And I love that so many famous people are like, yeah, I totally saw him.
Whoa.
Right?
Yeah, no, it's that one I believe for sure. I don't know about the other ones, but that one I get. Though I wonder why he haunts there as opposed to where he died or perhaps where his loved ones are. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I mean, I do feel like he's kind of one of the more famous presidents and he died in a really tragic way and he's old timey enough to be a ghost.
It's like the perfect storm of a ghost story. Mm-hmm.
The thing is, now I want to know if anybody who works in the White House is like, hell yeah, I've seen Lincoln just every day, all the time, around every corner. But since it's associated with it being like a troubling times, you know that that would get like stifled by somebody.
Yeah. Nowadays, they have bigger problems. But I'm sure there's maybe a few years back there were
just think that the people who control like the narrative of the White House would be like, nobody talk about how Lincoln is sitting right next to you, okay? They'd be like, people will read into that. They'll think that we're not doing our best.
Oh, okay.
Which we aren't. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you think that's like an extra thing? Because already, like, so rarely the truth comes out of that office, but they're like, also, no one can talk about this.
I just love the image of just President Abraham Lincoln's ghost literally sitting in on meetings and being pissed. And then the White House, like, PR people being like, okay, nobody talk about him. I know he's sitting, I know he's right here. Okay. I know he's right here. We can all see him. Nobody mention it. Okay.
He's the elephant in the room. It's fine.
He's the elephant in the room. Yes, exactly.
What can you put in your show notes for this?
I'm going to put a couple of the articles, and I'm sure I can find a video or something. If nothing else, I will just post a picture of Abraham Lincoln.
When in doubt, you know?
When in doubt.
Get yourself some Lincoln.
No, it's not a very good one this time. When I started researching, I was reading about all of these different accounts and like famous people, and like by the end of it I'm like, it might be a Minnesota on accident.
Uh-oh. Well,
you just get a tidbit from me today that the White House is 100% haunted. Just enjoy that imagery.
And for more Minnesotas like this one, you can listen to all the stuff on our Patreon. That's where we do those.
I think maybe it'll be a good balance, because the Roswell one had a lot of information and that one was more like a cute story.
Yeah, Roswell is super long. I have some weird facts for you.
Ooh, yes.
They're actually about earthquakes.
No, but yes.
You're like, you sure you want them?
Yeah, I do. I need to know them.
Okay. I thought it was interesting that San Francisco is moving towards Los Angeles at the rate of about 2 inches per year.
Per year?
Yeah. Which isn't actually that much. It's the same pace as like the growth of your fingernails.
I have to clip my fingernails like every week. So.
Well, you're moving faster than San Francisco. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. Well, you know.
It says that the cities will meet in several million years. So it's still quite a bit away.
Several million years. Okay. I mean,
just a few.
I'll probably be around then, but sure.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. And kind of similarly, quakes on one side of the earth can shake the other side of the earth.
What?
So I guess like seismologists studied the massive 2004 earthquake that triggered the killer tsunamis throughout the Indian Ocean. And they found that that earthquake had weakened at least a portion of California's San Andreas Fault.
Oh, no, girl.
I know.
You know what that means is that like the earth could just split in two.
What? Why is that what that means? Please no. No, thank you.
Cuz they're just split. They're just right across from each other.
Just go crack crack.
Yeah.
Like a jawbreaker. Just
yeah, exactly like a jawbreaker.
Those are actually really hard to crack open. That was a bad example.
Like that's exactly like a Cadbury egg, okay?
There you go. Just melting, just gooey center. I don't know. Have we done
extra yellow in the on the inside, I assume is the color of magma?
Ooh.
I don't know.
I don't know why that bothers me, but probably cuz I'm hot.
Did you ever watch The Core?
No, what is movie? The Core? No.
They had to go into the core of the earth and start it spinning again because it stopped spinning and the earth's magnetic field stopped.
Magnets, how do they work?
It was like a disaster movie.
Oh, called The Core?
Yeah.
Interesting, I've never heard of this. I love disaster movies.
It was all right.
Okay.
It wasn't highly rated, but I did watch it as a kid.
It was all right.
And it scared me.
You watched a lot of weird stuff as a kid. I like that.
I did. Yeah, I did.
I guess there are about 500,000 earthquakes per year.
Wow.
But only 100,000 are felt by humans, and less than 100 cause actual damage. So That's good, I think.
Yeah, that makes me feel a little bit better.
I got all these facts from livescience.com, which seemed very official, but who knows? Sometimes I literally just Google weird facts and see what pops up. So, as always, please don't believe anything you hear on our podcast.
As always, approach with skepticism. We don't know anything. We're dumb.
We're skeptical. Like, and if you've
been listening for any amount of time, you know that we're dumb. So
you know that public schools failed us, right?
They did. Yeah, they really did.
I mean, I've learned more doing this podcast than I probably did ever in school.
I mean, that's probably true, actually, especially about like U.S. history.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. I definitely didn't pay attention. It's fine. That's it. You can find our show notes at thatsweird.org, per usual. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at That's Weird Cast. You can like our Facebook page, join our Facebook group. If you want to support our show, you can do so by buying cool stuff like weirdo pins and buttons and our new weirdo tote. You can get the links.
Yeah. I can't believe how cheap it is, actually.
I know, it's only $10.
That sounds like it's an ad, but like, really, I didn't know that it was that cheap.
That reminds me, I need to mail you one. And we just did a bunch of giveaways on Patreon and Instagram, so I need to mail them to the winners as well. And speaking of Patreon, we're going to be putting up a minisode very soon. Patreon.com/thatsweird. Please remember to rate, review, subscribe, and stay weird, you guys.
Hell yeah.
Hell motherfucking yeah. A goodbye.
Bye.
Real people. I spent some time with a very funny guy named Kyle Plouffe, Dan Donahue, Caroline Smith. Real stories.
How about multi-dimensionally occupied?
And the boys go into the house and we start again knocking on the truck door.
Real places.
We are looking for the ruins of the Cobb Estate in the haunted forest located in Altadena, California.
Yes, ma'am.
And we think we found it.
I believe we're here.
It's real funny.
Anything louder than we've already heard, you're just going to see me growing smaller in the distance as I run away.
All right, listeners, I'm in the bathroom now.
You don't have to talk, David.
Get ready.
Oh, shit.
Okay, well, we're definitely not alone out here.
What was that?
Check out Laughing in the Dark, the podcast where I, Sarah Jones, explore a new haunted place with a new comedian every week. Find Laughing in the Dark anywhere you get your podcasts.